Hello, Ludra the Mage here, helping you get the pets you need because pet battles are coming soon. Another pet that's quite easy to obtain is the...
Aludra, is this a good pet to battle with?
You actually need more than one pet for the battles.
What do you mean I need a team? I only want to battle with one pet.
Well, that's not how the system works. You see...
Wait, so I can't just have 150 Dragonhawk hatchlings to get achievements now? I don't want to go out and get more pets. It takes too long.
No, pet battles don't work that way.
Well, I heard that achievement tracking was only on one tune. One tune! So can't we just kind of game the system a little?
But seriously, I only want one pet.
Come on, I don't know. I want you to do all the homework. I just want to do it.
Wow. Okay, it seems there's a lot of misunderstanding going around. Looks like I'm going to have to rethink my segment a bit while you go log into all your tunes and get your account-wide pets. Why don't you go see if you didn't earn some achievements, too? Don't worry, everyone. The change from non-combat pet to combat pet is a fun one. Soon, we will each have our own mini-army, and this mage isn't going anywhere. For now, just hit Shift-P and look over all your pets. The new UI has lots of great information about what can and can't battle. While you're at it, go ahead and rename a few. I'll still teach you how to catch the pets. But if you want a head start on the pet battle information out there, head on over to battlepet.net or search for Battle Pets with Aludra and Kephis on iTunes.